Proclamation number 3303 of 22nd of October, 1944. Different fields. Different kind of revealing. My fatherly love embraces all of you who see your father in me. And I will also reveal myself to you, yet always according to your maturity, your nature and your will. And each one of you will be allowed to feel me differently, yet it is always I who noticeably approaches you as soon as you seek me with the love of your heart. But the latter is decisive. I don't pay attention to words or external actions. I don't adhere to customs and traditions, but I consider my children in my way as they tolerate it, i.e., as it is beneficial for their souls. And even if I consider one person differently than another, my working should not be called into question. You should not let yourselves be afflicted by doubts, but always remember that I alone know the hearts, but that I have also given each one different tasks for earthly life, and that this difference of tasks also comes to light in the work for the kingdom of God. And every laborer for my vineyard will be employed where he can work most successfully, and his work will be according to his field of work. And there are many soils, many fields, which lie outside the area which is easily accessible to people. Outside the congregations that call themselves my church and are considered my church before the world. And these fields have to be cultivated differently again, and therefore also require servants who understand the nature of the soil and diligently go to work to make it fertile. And I will give them other tools, but they will be familiar with their use. But I also have to make myself known to them as Lord, and I do it in such a way that they will recognize me very well, whereas they would let me go unrecognized if I wanted to visit them in the garment in which I am recognizable to the ecclesiastical congregations. I do not look at the outward appearance of my children, but only into the heart, and to this heart I reveal myself. And every heart will recognize me which is active in loving activity. But love can be practiced everywhere, consequently I can also reveal myself everywhere and don't need a special circle of people and therefore no special kind either. Every heart can feel me. And only the deeper it loves, the more noticeably. And according to your task I consider you. Anyone who sets himself a task on his own before I have called him also sets limits for himself, for he will never outgrow his tasks, he will never try to achieve greater things and therefore cannot expect any extraordinary expressions of grace on my part either. However, anyone who leaves everything to me, including the nature of his activity for my kingdom, will also be guided by me such that my guidance will visibly become apparent to him, and I will reveal myself to him as required by the task he has been given. I teach the servant to cultivate the soil, to prepare the field for the seed, for the sowing, which I myself will then let those servants plant in the field, so that it will grow and flourish and bear good fruit. For my fields are many and hard to work, and I bless every hand that willingly gives itself to this work. Amen.